Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
/6:14, some rain around. I do this every Veterans Day. You can text the name of your veteran in your family or your own, if you like, to me on the Oconor Jeweler Talk and text line 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along and thank everybody for their service. Happy Veterans Day to my son Ryan. He was a Marine. My daughter Ashley was in the Army. My name is Peter. I was Navy, of a military family. Chuck Dame, United States Marine Corps. Lee Ogborn, Jen Ogborn, Navy. Al Green, Army paratrooper, 1966. Sergeant Eugene Oquan, USMC, 1963, deceased. Master Sergeant Bob Kerr, U.S. Air Force, 35 years of service, 3 years in two tours in Vietnam. My son Justin Parker, Navy veteran. My little sister Kiosha White, Air Force veteran. Dad Erwin Parker, senior Army veteran. My grandfather Walter III, an Army veteran. Staff Sergeant Matt Greer, USAF, 6 years of service. Thank y'all for your service, and keep sending them in, and I'll be glad to acknowledge the veterans and the service on this Veterans Day, Monday, November 11th. Mike Dettelier joins us now. Mike, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you, Thomas.
Merry Rizimus.
Merry Rizimus.
Yeah, because it really was a difference yesterday. Tell me your impressions, first of all, about what you saw yesterday.
You showed some heart, some emotion, some grit, and you weren't bad and boring, okay? Not everything was right, and you flawed as a football team, but you showed some excitement, and you played hard. I think for most fans, okay, you want to win. Mm-hmm. That's paramount. But you want to see a team play hard and play with some excitement and some emotion. You saw that yesterday. You saw the emotion of a football team. And, you know, once things started to go right for you, the crowd got into it. They were backing you 100%. And so you saw, you know, again, some of the good angles. You saw the flaws this team had. But, you know, against a hated rival, you were able to win. But I think it was the effort, Tommy, more than anything, mm-hmm. that we hadn't seen this, I'd say, in 7 weeks, probably in five of the seven. You really didn't see this from this football team. And it almost was like 7 months instead of 7 weeks. Mm-hmm. And you saw it yesterday. You saw this team play with passion, emotion, and grit, that they were determined they were going to find a way to win.
Number 32, every time I see him miss a tackle, every time I think he's done, Mike, every time he comes up with a big play.
He's not as great as he once was, but boy, every once in a while,
yep.
he shows you just who he can be. And that's the part of being an older player in this league. You're going to miss not being around teammates and winning and being in an atmosphere that you're never going to be around again. Once you leave that locker room, mm-hmm. that there's not going to be people you closer to than your teammates. But he was special. And as you get older, Jimmy Taylor told me this years ago, because, you know, I think God sort of tricks you. Because at times, you can sort of touch the magic you once had, but you can't do it all the time. Mm-hmm. And he said, that's when I knew, you know, I had to leave the game, when I couldn't do it consistently. But he said, you know, I think God sort of teases you that every once in a while you can do it. It's just not like you could do it before. But, man, that was big for Tyron yesterday to come up with, you know, plays. Interception seems to always have this innate ability to put himself in a position to make a play.
Talk about, if you will, I'm thinking Kirk Cousins, and it's not Kirk Cousins. I'm having a moment here. Derek Carr and the difference we saw in Derek Carr.
Well, he was efficient. He didn't turn the ball over. Again, you see the rocky ride with him, good and bad. And you see it all in sometimes in one series. You see the really good and the really inconsistent, all in one series. But, you know, he was efficient yesterday. That, I think, is the best term for it. And you saw he does something very well. He throws the deep pass. And, okay, Marquez, God bless him, he is who he is. Mm-hmm. He's got great size. He can run like a deer. The problem has been passes like that you saw him make yesterday. He makes them in one game, and then he'll drop two the next. That's why he's bounced from Green Bay to Kansas City to Buffalo to New Orleans. But you saw Derek. I mean, he put that ball right where it had to be. And, you know, then the frustrating part, he puts one out there for Kamara, who's wide open.
That –
and
look,
and so, listen, there's not a player in this league that has not touched the ball as many times, sort of say, as a starter would over a course of time that hasn't dropped the ball like that.
You know what that proved to me, Mike? You know what my takeaway from that was? My God, he's human. I didn't think he was, but he's a human being after all. He can make a mistake, Alvin Kamara. You can't criticize him for that, man. That was just a human mistake. It happens, like you're saying. Every player has done it. It's. I'm glad it didn't take any of the shine off of his day becoming the Saints' leading rusher. But I think if you're going to talk about one of the best players Saints ever had, you got to put 41 in the conversation, don't you think?
No question, from a Saints standpoint. And you know, he's one of the best running backs in the NFL. You saying what you said reminds me, and he coached in the NFL and major college football over 50 years. And he was a neighbor of mine for so long. He passed away a couple of years ago, Joe Clark. Mm-hmm. And Joe had never really watched television. And he sees this Seinfeld episode of this gal was heckling Jerry
right
during one of his comedy acts. And then Jerry turns the tables on her, and he goes heckle her at work. Mm-hmm. And Joe was like, Mike, I would love to do that to these fans that get on me for bad play calling or whatever. Let me go to their workplace just one day.
Put you under a microscope, right? Everything
and let
you do.
Me see how you feel every little thing. And it was just his passion with it because he had coached for so long. And, man, he's heard everything thrown at him. And so
Mike,
I
would take it a step further. I would say, you know what? Not only am I going to watch you at work, I'm going to go back and watch how you prepare to come to work, right?
And that was the funniest line coming from him because he really wasn't a super serious guy, but he really wasn't, television lit. He didn't watch TV. He listened to WWL radio. It was sort of weird to hear him say it, because he had never brought up television to me.
Yeah.
Never.
It resonated
and to
with
watch
him.
That one episode, and that stuck with him, and he was like, I would love to do it. And he said, listen, they pay their money, they can boo and whatever. That's fine. But the heckling part
right.
of some people take it to another limit, and the first thing you're going to read, they always got some smart aleck. Oh, yeah, but he could have made this play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mike, we got to take a break.
I'll go back.
Let me pick it up when we come back, all right?
Go ahead, Barry.
He could have made this play. We'll pick it up when we come back. Mike's going to be second guessing with Bobby Hebert, Silver Slipper tonight. Mike's got a long day. We appreciate him getting up early. 6:23 traffic now, WWL.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
.628, Tommy Tucker, WWO, a couple of minutes for the news, back with Mike Dettelier, then he'll be back with us after the news. Mike, Derek Carr just, man, puzzles me how you can drop it in a bucket, or like Bobby said, drop it in a well, and then the next play just seemingly, I don't understand that, and I don't recall a quarterback that played like that in the NFL, do you?
Oh, there's plenty of them. It's the inconsistency.
But I mean, to be able to drop it in a well like that, but then the next play look like you're a rookie. I don't.
Okay, if you watch the Seattle Seahawks, you know it's like that, Geno Smith.
Okay.
He's the exact same guy.
That's a good point.
That he can make that great play, and then he's inconsistent. And I think you got to give guys like that a lot of credit. You've got to be able, as we were talking about before, being able to shake off something bad, and then, hey, you've got another play, get back out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because in life, a lot of people can't do that, Tommy.
That's right.
They can't shake off something bad. It stays with them. And you saw it with Derek, and sometimes you see it all in one series. Him very good, him pretty good, he's not good. And so that's just his makeup as a quarterback. Not everybody's going to be Pat Mahomes, okay?
Mike, you know what?
Or Josh Allen.
As you say that, you just helped me, because you know what? That's who he is, and to expect that all of a sudden he is going to be Josh Allen or Pat Mahomes, it's not going to happen. Derek Carr is who he is, so we as fans, and this is no disrespect to Derek Carr at all, we have to manage our expectations based on that and know what to expect every week going into a game, that's going to be him and that's the way number four is going to play. You should be a psychologist.
Absolutely.
You just helped me out, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet.
I'm going to send you the bill in the mail.
Well, you got to go through the insurance first. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up with Mike. We come back right now. Time for WWL First News. 6:44, 16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. It was just a different feel today, a different feel yesterday in the Dome, a different look. It looked, Mike, like the Saints of old, not the Saints of old, like they had been looking. That makes sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. No, again, they played with excitement and emotion and grit, and that's what you want. Now here becomes a little bit more difficult part. Can you carry it over? And it became consistent. We all know this team has flaws in it.
Mm-hmm.
But can you overcome that? And sometimes you need a little bit of football luck, and you got it yesterday. When Koo misses three field goals, that sucker, when he plays against the Saints, he's never missed no field goals. And he misses three yesterday.
When he missed three, you knew that the Saints were going to win.
Yeah, something's not right, and Kate, you got it. But the thing is, the carryover to this now, the emotion to carry this over, because you, man, that wide receiver, I mean, you sort of been wiped out because of not having Chris Olave, not having Rashid Shaheed. Hopefully, pretty soon, you'll get back Eric McCoy. You can see that they're not great stopping the run. Atlanta ran the football at them, and I didn't know, I still don't understand why they didn't do it more. Just keep pounding away at it. But can you keep this going, so to speak? And it's not all going to be wins. But I think for people, if you give in great effort and you play with that type of emotion, hey, you're not bad and you're not boring. And I think they want to see excitement and a certain energy and a certain toughness from this football team. You saw it yesterday.
How does Coach Rizzi maintain it?
Well, if I knew that, Tommy, we'd think they'd make a lot of money doing it.
Let me take a step back from that, Mike. And here's the thing. You know, I heard Tyrann Mathieu talk about he knows how to motivate us. I know people say, you know, you're a pro, you should motivate yourself. Everything you do is on tape. I get all of that. Motivating yourself to file a report in the Higginsby account is different than when you're in the trenches and getting a snot beat out of you and you're exhausted. I understand all of that. But I'm just going to say it. Dennis Allen had to feel terrible yesterday, I would think, because it was apparent, right? I mean,
it was apparent that they had tuned him out.
Yeah.
I think there was no question, Tommy, that they had tuned him out for whatever, because that locker room is sort of sacred. It's run by the players. It's not run by the coaches. It's run by the players. Whatever happened there, you could see they had clicked the channel on him. They had, okay, you can talk all you want, but it's not, I'm not listening to what you're saying. Yesterday, you saw a team that seemed to be much more in tune with the coach, with the head coach. They bought into what he was trying to sell. The hardest thing in coaching is to be able to do that over a course of time. That's the trick to coaching altogether, of you being able to sell what you are delivering to your players. It's a really fine line, especially at that level. None of this high school or college stuff.
I guess what confuses me is that to turn it around like that in a week, and look, it was only one game, I get that, okay? But against a pretty good team, and you did get a lot of luck with Wu missing his three field goals, which they tell me hasn't happened all the way through college, three in a game. One unblocked, of course. That you can't blame that on him, I guess. But I guess the point I'm making is, how does a guy that comes in as the interim coach turn it around in a week, and when as a player I'm saying, you're not going to be here anyway, maybe not. It's all about, and I knew beforehand, even with Dennis Allen, it was about what I put on tape and people analyzing the way I played on the field. You see the disconnect there where I don't get it?
Okay, this is the big part of it. Rizzi's been there years, so he knows kind of every player's button to press. Because when you're the special teams coach, you have dealings with everybody, one way or another. And I think if you have that type of talent to be able to connect with somebody, you can hit the right button. Again, can you do it again and again and again? That's the part of coaching that's difficult. But I think his connection to the team, Tommy, for years – and he knew those players, and he knew what they do very good and what they don't do very good. I think that was sort of the emphasis here. Let's not worry about what you can't do. Let's worry about what you can do good. I think that got lost in the translation with Dennis Allen. I think he got lost. I think he was more emphasizing what you're doing wrong than what you can do right.
That makes a lot of sense. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Mike Dettelier. Mike, I was doing some errands, went to get some new kicks, as the kids say. And I was listening to you and Herb on Saturday. I'll do a great job with that pregame show. You really
Thank
do.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I didn't know at the time that was going to be the highlight of the day. I'm going to talk to Jeff Palermo next half hour about LSU. You got thoughts on that?
Well, I said it in the pregame. LSU's a flawed football team. And I'm not sure which LSU team shows up week to week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most dangerous sort of team. Because you can play very well, or you can play like you did Saturday. It's an El Stinko game. And they were out-coached, out-played, out-hustled. Alabama came there almost like a business trip. We're taking care of business and we're going back home. LSU looked as though for 2 weeks, they kind of took it easy. And I know that's not the case.
No, I know.
But it almost seemed to be that way. And you wanted the crowd to get involved, but what are they going to do? You can't clap for nothing or holler for nothing. They put you away for stuff like that. I know Alabama came to play, and Jalen Milroe was spectacular against LSU. And he has been 2 years in a row. So there's some issues there with Brian. And I'm just telling you that I think there's a certain disconnect with him and that football team of getting his message across.
Alabama was pitching and LSU was catching. I'll leave it at that. When it comes to the Saints, how would you determine the rest of the season to be successful? You know, I don't get crazy here. You know, maybe something happens. They luck in a playoff spot. Maybe not. Probably not. But for people that are saying, you know, go ahead and tank the season, get the draft choice. The first thing I would say was, well, what have you dumped the draft choice so far? Secondly, you need to evaluate, and you don't want to enshrine a culture of losing, do you?
No, you don't. And the people that say tank it, okay, my thing is, you tell your boss you tank it when you go to work? Do you tell your boss, I'm going to tank it today and next week and the next? Okay, you know what's going to happen with you? They're going to tank you right out of the door. And players don't want to put bad tape out there. If you want to continue playing in the NFL, my thing is you play hard, you play with passion, you play with emotion. That's what people want you to play with. They know that you're not going to win every game. And you're not going to – these games aren't always going to be close. But they want to see some passion from this football team because, you know, all of us who cover it are fans. We flawed too.
Mm-hmm.
We have our deficiencies too. But if you do it in a certain manner out on that football field, then it's always there. It's always going to stick in that mind certain events that, you know what, he could have really not played today, but he is. Look at Kamara. Mm-hmm. Look at all the injuries he's had, and he's still out there.
Yep.
Taysom Hill, the exact same thing.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it as always. We'll be listening for you this afternoon when you and Bobby second guest at the Silver Slipper on the beach, Hancock County, Mississippi. They'll talk to Nicholls head coach Tim Rebo at 5:40, 6:30. You got a choice. Pelicans versus the Nets on 8:70 a.m. or the Saints coaches show with Darren Rizzi and offensive line coach John Benson with Mike Hawson and the Cajun Cannon on 105.3 in the Odyssey app. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Jeff Palermo about LSU here on WWL.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.